Tim, heard you were looking for me this morning, yesterday morning.
I'm sorry, this is Elaine with the, oh, with the Shoon.
Yeah, Bailey, I'm the one who invented the shoe out in Arlington, Virginia. I heard you were looking for me yesterday morning.
I was looking for you. I saw the product that you've invented because of how often you clog a toilet. No offense, Elaine.
Well, it was a problem at one point when the toilet was running and you don't really want to deal with it in the middle of the night, so it's yellow, let it mellow. And yeah, I was tired of dealing with that nasty plunger and came up with this idea. Went to my friend who's an engineer and said, how would I do this? He thought it was intriguing and we decided to go into business. So my friend and business partner, Pierre Malfield, and I created this invention and we're super excited about it.
So, and we were looking at it yesterday. So it's a plunger that kind of attaches to a sprayer so that you could spray it off in the toilet. And then you can also use the sprayer to like disinfect your bowl and your sink.
Yeah, the thing basically that means clean in Dutch. We were trying to come up with a name and we kind of went with that. But yeah, the thing is actually the plunger is in the base. It comes with the plunger, the base, the spray wand, the tank. So you plunge the toilet, you've got the spray wand right there, you spray down the plunger cup, and then you can spray down the area and the fixtures, the floor, the sink, the toilet. So it's more than just the cleaning for the plunger, but it's kind of a utility for the bathroom itself. And it's only $40 on Kickstarter right now. We need pre-orders to be able to go live to market. We're using Xometry in Maryland for production. We're ready to go.
Because I'll tell you, we were talking about it yesterday. Normally, after I use my plunger, I just put it in the sink. And then
Right.
when it dries, it looks like it's rusted.
Right.
But not good. But then a lot of people are saying like they just hang it over the rim of the toilet. I like this thing. I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I think most people, and that's kind of what I was encountering, is what do you do with it? You put it in the tub. You don't want to put it back on the floor. You kind of let it sit in the toilet and deal with it later. And you just kind of really never do. We did a giveaway where we asked folks on our social media, what are you currently doing with your plunger? And I was shocked to see that people just kind of leave it and sit, or they throw it out and buy another one. So this is a way to really kind of deal with germs and disinfect it right after use, kind of, let it go and deal with it, and clean when you need it again to touch the toilet.
Because I'll tell you, like just leaving it sitting on the floor, I've done that in the past also, but it looks like I put a like a drink down without a coaster,
Yeah.
and it just leaves kind of that poo ring. Hey, Elaine, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Some people use.
Wait, hold on one second, Elaine. Say again, Tyler.
I think this is what she said. Some people treat it as single use and throw it away.
People throw away plungers after one use.
Yeah, like those, like the normal, like everyday ones, like 10, $15.
I don't care how much it is. You know, it's not a single use product.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
Like,
how disgusted people are.
yeah, a lot of people throw it away. They just don't want to deal with it. So that's just, yeah, it's just money going down the toilet bowl, if you will.
Like your poop
Yeah,
cutting.
exactly. I just think it's a great way to deal with the issue right when you have to deal with it, and then you don't have to think about it again, and you're taking care of all those germs. And again, no one likes to clean the bathroom, so you can do a quick spray down and kind of keep on top of it as you go along your day.
Well, you know what? I'm intrigued. And you said it's $40 on Kickstarter?
$40 on Kickstarter. If you buy two, it's $78, three, et cetera. But yeah, $40. And what we're going to do after we reach our Kickstarter goal, we're ready to go to production in the summer, hopefully August. So we'll be delivering by the holidays. But also, once we get this underway, I'm talking to a company out in Nebraska that's going to develop disinfecting tablets for us. So you just put water in that tank, drop in the tablet. It'll be eco-friendly. So we're really trying to do our part with the environment as well.
Always. All right, very good. Very good. You know what? Well, I hope it gets there as a fellow Arlingtonian. I may make a $40 purchase.
I appreciate that, Elliot. And also, I'm from Long Island as well. I've been listening to you for years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, very good. Very good. Elaine, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate
Good luck with your shoe. Good luck. How awesome is that?
I still can't get over people throwing away plungers.
Right now.
Eventually, yes, maybe. Like if you move or something, but you use it once and you're just like, this is too gross. In the trash it goes.
I've lost plungers, but I don't think I've ever thrown one away. Like I've never looked at it and been like, there's no way. Like even God can't clean this. Like, I don't think I've ever, I've taken plungers out in the backyard and put like the hose and cover it with my thumb so I get a good blast of water
sure.
to try to clean it. Like, I've definitely had some that were fighting for dear life to hold on, but I've never thrown one away. I've definitely lost them.
Yeah, you can back this project for 4 shoons.
Oh, how about that?
And you get a shoon t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
That's for Elvis.
Oh, I should have traded with her. I should have traded an Elliot shirt for a shoon shirt. Line 4. Hi, Elliot, the morning. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Billy in Annapolis. What's happening?
Hey, Billy, what's going on, dude?
Not much. I got stuck at the bridge this morning.
Oh.
Oh, dude. How long were you backed up at the Bay Bridge?
So I live on the shore, so I sat there for just barely a little over 2 hours.
Can I ask you this? Were you on the bridge, or did you stop before the bridge in order to just wait it out?
No, I don't sit on the bridge, but I wasn't on the bridge. I didn't make it that far.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, like when I was on my way in, they were talking about people that literally were just sitting on the bridge for hours, like waiting for that to get cleared up.